country's next president. In the running are the incumbent Václav Klaus and challenger, the Czech-American professor of economics, Jan Švejnar. Both have addressed the assembly in a final bid to win votes. Now it's up to lawmakers to decide how the vote is to be conducted. A last-minute dispute over whether it should be a secret ballot or public vote threatens to undermine the election process, and it's not even clear if the vote will take place today as planned. Ian Willoughby has been following developments at Prague Castle, and here he is with what's been going on.
Well, we've been having plenty of speeches. President Václav Klaus spoke, of course, and he thanked the parliamentarians who voted for him 5 years ago. He said he had been a president above party politics, and said a president should be politically active, not a political activist. His challenger, Jan Švejnar, also spoke again, as during his campaign. He emphasized his experience and expertise, and he said the Czech Republic under him would be a Czech Republic without barriers. And he also said he would be a president who would learn, not teach, which was perhaps a bit of a swipe at Václav Klaus, who can seem professorial at times.
I gather that of all of the speeches, actually one that was which gathered the most interest was that of Miloslav Volček, who's the chairman of the lower house.
That's right. Well, a lot hinges today and in the coming days, perhaps, on how this vote is held. Miloslav Volček is the chairman of the Chamber of Deputies. Today he's chairing this joint session of both houses of parliament, and he recommended that the 281 senators and deputies here hold a vote to decide if they would have a secret vote. And if that fails, then he said there should be an open public vote, which would be a first. And there's a real division over that issue, because all parties except the Civic Democrats are now pushing for an open vote. And the thing is also that the Civic Democrats control the Senate. So the Senate will back a secret vote. The Chamber of Deputies will probably back a public open vote. So there's real stalemate on that issue. And the Civic Democrats may block the whole thing. There's also a rumour that they may, in the end, accept the idea of an open vote. And the thinking would be that Václav Klaus would have a decent chance of winning that anyway.
So what's going to happen next?
Well, it's hard to say, because at the moment there seems to be real deadlock here. There were last-minute talks overnight, but they failed to reach a result. And there's a serious threat that today there could be no vote at all. And there's even been talk of a direct vote by the public, and that would be a really radical change. It does seem an outside possibility, but the very fact that it's being spoken about shows the seriousness of the deadlock, or the possible deadlock here at Prague Castle.
Okay, so what's the scene and the atmosphere like right now up at Prague Castle?
Well, it's quite lively here at the Spanish Hall, which is